Useless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It's the dating segment that just got some back alley testosterone injections.
Ooh, cool.
So it's feeling pretty good this morning. It's called Battle of the Tinder Dates, where we pose two of our listeners against each other to find out whose dating life is the most oof. I'll explain the rules in just a minute, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, her dates complain that she bursts out laughing at everything they say.
Oh, gosh.
That's why they call her Hyena Gina.
I love her already.
And over in this corner, she loves getting hot and sweaty in the bedroom. Literally, her thermostat is set at 86 degrees. Meet sauna Brianna.
Oh, man. Rhymes today, Jeffrey.
They're pretty good, right?
Yeah, they are.
All right. I want more names.
Well, yeah, here's how the game works. One contestant is going to start by telling a short story about a terrible dating experience that they've had. Then the other will counter with a nightmare date of their own. We're going to go back and forth for three rounds. And at the end, we will vote on a winner. Are our contestants ready?
Yeah.
All right, Gina, we're going to start with you. Give me your best dating story.
Okay, well, once I went out to lunch with a guy and we had a good time. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to hang out with him more. And he said he couldn't because he had to study for a test.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But he was 28 years old and the test that he had to study for was the driving test.
Oh. Sweetie, just getting his driver's license.
You're like, remember, green means go.
Yeah.
Don't forget, I can quiz you on it.
Oh my god,
this is tough. I just
Oh man.
Yeah, he didn't have his driver's license yet. So the way that date progressed was that I sat in the parking lot and watched him parallel park.
All right.
I'd go out with him again.
Let's go over to Brianna. Brianna, what do you got?
Okay, so this guy invited me to dinner, and he said that we were going to stop by his friends to get this special access pass that we need for the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that sounded really fancy, right? It was cool. We ended up at his old college campus. And it turns out his special access pass is his buddy's meal card.
Shut up!
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Wow! Mm-hmm. That is stupid. I'm sorry, but...
I mean, dorm food can sometimes be good.
And the cafeteria, yes.
I mean, you have endless ranch available to you, which is always cool.
So what do you want for dinner, girl? Like frosted mini wheats and some top ramen?
Yeah.
Because they have them both together.
Yeah.
Let's go on to round two. We're back to you, Gina.
Okay, well, I went on a date with a guy to a park for a picnic.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly, a rat ran by and ran across the blanket that we were sitting on.
Oh,
no.
Gross.
I screamed and got out of the way. He picked up the rat and started feeding it cheese.
What? Dude, it's not Ratatouille. You don't just
touch
the rat.
Ew, like a city rat?
Dude.
Were you out with Ace Ventura?
Like...
Who are you dating?
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep this going. Brianna, your turn to counter.
Okay, so I was out to dinner with a guy, and he said that he knew magic tricks. And I was like, okay, can I see one?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, yeah, close your eyes. So I close my eyes, and like a minute later, he tells me to open them up again. And the only thing that had changed is that half of my chicken parmesan was gone.
I love it.
Like, with his mouth full, he looks at me dead in the eyes and goes, ta-da.
No.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Encore. Encore. I want to see it again.
I mean,
if he hadn't left you hungry, you would have been gay.
Yeah.
At least he didn't make it reappear.
Yeah. Good point.
All right. Let's go to round three, the final round. This has to be your best worst story. So, Gina, bring it.
Okay, well, I was out on a date with this guy who just kept saying he couldn't believe a girl like me is out with a guy like him.
Okay.
So I was reassuring him, right? I said, well, don't worry. I mean, you're cute and funny and nice.
Aww,
and
that's nice.
Yeah, and So I didn't know why he kept saying that. And so then he suddenly pulls out his phone and he gets on the phone and he says, hold on, I want you to hear this. And he's calling this woman named Pauline and he tells her, I finally found the right girl. I want a divorce.
Oh, no.
I was like, no.
So are you guys, did he remarry? Yep. Are you together?
Right. Of course not. I ran to the hills.
That is crazy.
Bless your heart. All right, Sana Brianna, you really got to bring the heat with this final story. Give us your best shot.
All right, buckle up, folks. I went mini golfing with this guy who ended up getting really drunk off of this like vodka grapefruit juice cocktail thing that he snuck in a water bottle.
Classic.
Oh, yeah. It's always a good start when you're sneaking in vodka.
So by hole 13, he was like sloppy drunk. He was a mess. And he pulled down his pants and went number two behind a miniature windmill.
No.
Oh,
no.
My God. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, I yelled at him, obviously. I told him he couldn't do that. And then he yelled back at me and said, don't worry, the windmill will blow the smell away.
He's a little sloppy, but he's also a logical drunk, so.
Oh, my God, that's so good.
All right.
God, that's so good.
Wow. This was a great competition. Let's go to the judges and decide who the winner is, starting with our social media coordinator, Alexis. Who are you giving it to today?
To Gina, the rat one. I can't get over a man who's feeding animals with diseases.
I thought he was like a male Snow White. I was okay with that one.
Yay.
On to Brooke. Who are you giving your vote to?
My vote goes to Brianna for the sloppy golf dump.
Really? Yeah. All right, we're tied up with one vote each. Jose, you're going to be the tiebreaker here. Who do you give the victory to?
I have to go Gina with the rat and the midday divorce. Congratulations.
Wow. Gina, congratulations.
Thank you.
You are the galactic queen of sadness. You have one of the most depressing romantic lives in the known galaxy.
Oh, congrats.
All right. My friends knew I would win.
Yeah. They were all rooting for you.
Wow. Congratulations. Text into 78592 if you'd like to be a contestant on the next edition of Battle of the Tinder Dates. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.